a young lady that's been pretty special. He was at 6 years junior high, high school now, and you're going to hate to see this young lady leave, but she's got some bigger fish to fry in this college track and field and cross country, doesn't she?
Yeah, you know, she's done a wonderful job for us over the last 6 years. You know, districts is coming up on Thursday, so hopefully, you know, she qualifies again for the state meet. She has a very good shot at that. Yeah, we are going to miss her. 100%. But, you know, wish her well. That's what high school is all about. Go through, get some great experiences, become a great person, better person than what you started. Great competitor she is. I do wish her well. You know, going on to Hastings, I think it's a great fit for her. Mm-hmm. Far enough away from home, but just close enough, you can come back, you know, in a short minute if you need to. I think it's an up-and-coming program. You know, we sent Paige there last year. You know, Emma's going to go this year. I think it's going to work out really well for her with the degree that she wants to do. She has a lot of bars that she can still achieve. You know, her training will change a little bit. I think she's going to do even better as she goes along as a college-ranked individual. So, you know, just wish her well. I think it's going to fit her quite well.
Since you've been coach, her times and where she's done is right up there with the best you've coached, isn't she?
Agreed. You know, she's right up there. You know, Molly, of course, we had Molly a couple years ago. She actually was right when we changed from 4K to 5K. Was probably one of our best runners. You know, her sister, Jessa, was really good. Sammy was really good. Sammy Rodewald. You know, she fits right in with that group. She's tenacious when she's on the course. You know, she doesn't like to give up. She doesn't like to fail. She just likes to compete, and does a great job when she's on the course. So, you know, I wish her well. Really going to miss her. You know, but that's how graduation works. They come in as freshmen. You have great expectations for them. They achieve those expectations, as Emma has, and on she goes for bigger and better things, because that's kind of a goal, you know, for a lot of them as they go, is to go on to college and maybe be a runner.
You would love to see her get one more chance at a state meet at UNK, but she's going to be running against some tough competition coming up on Thursday.
Yep, Thursday's going to be a rough race. It's going to be a tough race. Some great runners in that race. I think she has a great chance. You know, UNK meet, she was 14th, placed 15th at state, and there's only a few teams that were really missing, one being Lincoln Pius, and they happen to be in our district again this year. They were last year as well. But I think she can run right along with those girls and be just fine, you know, because I think she'll be focused and ready when Thursday rolls around, just anxious and ready to roll.
And as a track coach, you coach the boys, but you still watch her at a lot of these meets. She's going to excel at this as well, isn't she?
I believe she will. Yeah, I think she'll step right up and do some great things as a track girl there as well. You know, she does great things for us on the track. You know, she runs anything from the quarter all the way up to the mile. She could probably do a 2 mile if need be, but her forte, she has enough speed that she can run really a nice half. You know, she's really never run an open half until she went to Australia. She's run on a 4x8, and then she runs on the mile for the girls in track. But I think she's going to do great things there as well. So really wish her well, and I'm really excited to see how she does.